Describe to me the 1980 Groundwater Management Act. What was it meant to do?
Well, at the time, people began to realize that groundwater was being overdrafted and that Arizona was growing on groundwater. And the intent of the Groundwater Management Act was to slow the overdraft of groundwater. And in the places in the active management areas that have a safe yield goal, clearly the intent was to turn around the overdraft. Safe yield means to basically strike a balance over the long term between the amount of water that's withdrawn and the amount of water that's replenished. It can be replenished by nature through rain, or it can be replenished by human recharge.
So safe yield, it's basically like a bank account. The idea is that you're not taking out more than you put in.
Yeah. You know, in my family, when my husband and I want to tap into long-term savings, we have a chat, you know, and that's sort of the kind of importance that Arizona was placing on groundwater. That was the long-term savings for those times of great need.
So it's 40 years later. How are we doing with getting to safe yield?
There are still some issues that are getting in the way of getting to safe yield. And I guess the reality is that, you know, the Groundwater Management Act was quite innovative and momentous, and it took a huge spirit of a compromise to make it happen. And among those included permitting current pumpers at the time the Groundwater Management Act was passed to continue to pump. And so a big conclusion of our report is that we have residual pumping that is going to keep us from getting into safe yield and staying into safe yield. The kinds of programs that would, over time, eliminate residual pumping or reduce it haven't really been supported or invested in. So that's a very big limitation.
What's the work that needs to be done in the future? How can we get to this vision of sustainable water use?
We have specific recommendations in our report about different possibilities. I think the bigger thing is the commitment to the idea that we grow on renewable water supplies and not on finite water supplies. That's really step number one.
Is that possible?
Yeah, I think so. You know, today, the amount of water that a household uses in Phoenix is probably, I'm betting it's below what anyone would have envisioned in 1980. We are able to do so much more with so much less water. All of the cities in the active management areas are. So how did we get there? We got there with a lot of rigor around growing on renewable supplies and reducing dependence on groundwater, and generally moving toward more efficient use of water. You know, again, it goes back to this philosophical position. I have adult children, and I urge them, you know, to think about how they can create long-term savings. And that's what a good, you know, any good parent would do, and what a prudent water manager would do, is create long-term savings of water for the future. If we don't, then we're just more vulnerable.
Sarah Porter, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thanks very much.